movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's Wednesday in The Feed. Every Wednesday, we talk about TV, streaming, and movies with our friend Nick Johnston. He writes for Vanyaland.com. You can follow him there. And this week, he's in Toronto for the Toronto International Film Festival. Right, Nick?
Exactly. I've been slathered in both Canadian bacon and maple syrup since the minute I got here. And apparently in the lake out in front, it's actually entirely filled with Molson. I didn't know that before I got over here, but it's true.
That's exciting.
Yeah. In Toronto, I'm currently at TIFF, which is one of the big fall festivals, and it's a crazy time. Lots of celebrities, lots of fans gathered on the street, you know, and a wonderful exchange rate, so you don't have to break the bank coming up here. I highly recommend if you're ever able to, and why not cross the border and go to a movie at TIFF, which I guarantee you is an experience you will never, ever, ever forget.
Right, I'm jealous. It sounds awesome. You're probably seeing some great stuff. So why don't we do this? Give us like two or three movies that people should get excited about that you've seen so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do two of my favorites and one that I think is really interesting that people will want to hear about. I'll say this. The best movie I've seen so far this year at TIFF is Steven Spielberg's The Fabelmans, which is the sort of a semi-autobiographical tale about Spielberg coming to love movies as a child, but also the story of his parents' divorce. And it is just a gorgeously rendered, beautifully shot, amazingly written film. It's probably the most passionate and personal thing he's ever written. And it features just incredible performances from the likes of Paul Dano, Michelle Williams, and Seth Rogen. I think this one's going to be, if you know, you had to start placing horse racing bets on the Oscar race.
Right.
I'd say that I'd go ahead and, you know, put this one probably as a plus 180 favorite or something.
I recently saw the trailer for it, and one of the things with the Oscars that I'm sure, you know, you've noticed too over the years, movies about movies, especially somebody like Spielberg, usually are the favorite going into the Oscars.
Oh, exactly. And there's been a ton of them this year at TIFF, and one by another. There's another one, Empire of Light, by a very famous director, Sam Mendes, won for American Beauty. And I just think it's like Spielberg just coming back out and just showing everybody how it's done, you know?
Right.
So it's also not like a huge super bummer. It's very funny. It's very sweet. And it's everything sort of you've come to expect from sort of, you know, Spielberg's sort of wide eyed, but tempered look at the universe. And I think, you know, I think a lot of people really enjoy it.
Nice.
The second great thing I've seen, Martin McDonagh's The Banshees of Inisherin. If you are a big fan of the wonderful film In Bruges or the not-so-great Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, you will be delighted by this, I think. It's a two-hander, which is film talk for a two-person-centric movie about two friends during the Irish Civil War in the 20s, played by Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson, who basically... Brendan Gleeson's character just suddenly stops talking and dislikes Colin Farrell's character, he's this moron, right, who's a good-natured, sweet guy, and it turns basically into a prank war that winds up having a body count. And it is very, 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 very funny. And it's just such an amazing reunion between the brain trust, I think, of In Bruges and all those folks, and it probably has the cutest donkey I have ever seen in a movie.
Not many movies can say that.
Yeah, this little fellow's got a bell and a red bow. It's adorable, man. I will caution animal lovers maybe not to go to this one, but still, you'll have a great time. So that's coming out. I will also say Fabelmans is coming out, I believe, in November, and so is Banshees of Inisherin, and I hope you check both of those out. And for our final movie that's of interest, I don't think this is a particularly amazing film, but it has an amazing performance in it, and it's like immediately notable just because of that. And that film is Darren Aronofsky's The Whale, which is about a 600-pound man who, after his partner passes away, basically eats himself sort of to death out of grief. And it's about him trying to reconnect with his daughter and do one last good thing before he dies and all that sort of stuff. It's a lot like The Wrestler if The Wrestler wasn't a great movie. But It has one unimpeachable thing about it, and that is the work of the lead actor, Brendan Fraser, who is just incredible. That video of him at the Venice Film Festival getting a 10-minute standing ovation from the crowd was entirely warranted. He is amazing at this. If you're going to put out your best actor stuff, because I think the Academy likes mainly one of these two things. You either have to be doing an impression of somebody famous, or you have to be wearing a lot of makeup.
Right.
And boy, howdy, he is in an intense prosthesis the whole time. You feel the weight, sadness, you feel everything in him, and he's got these big soulful eyes, and it's just it comes from a place of real pain, and it's just a movie that I think Fraser's always deserved in his career, a chance for him to be really sort of taken seriously. And I've always taken him seriously, but the world's been far behind me, man. It happens when you're a 90s kid, I guess.
Right. I was just going to say, do you think he'll get the nod for an Oscar? But sounds like he will.
Oh, Cash Money, he gets a nod. The question is whether he wins or not.
Yeah.
That's the only thing in my book, because you never know. It's like with the wrestler, again, Rourke was by far and away the best performer that year. But then Sean Penn came out, and next thing you know,
Right.
He gets consigned to the dustbin of history, I guess. So while I didn't necessarily think it was the best movie, I do think it'll be really worth watching for a lot of people, especially lots of people who grew up with Brendan Fraser films and want to see him sort of make that big next step, I think, back into real relevance. And that comes out in December.
Nice. Well, we got some good picks this week for people who want to get ahead of their Oscar viewing and try to do their homework and see the movies before the actual awards.
Oh, 100%. I tell you what, I like to say that I'm here for Vanyaland, but I'm also here so that my mom can help win her. I can help my mom win her Oscars betting pool.
Nice, perfect. All right, Nick. Well, have a good time for the rest of the week up there in Toronto, and we'll talk to you next week. All right.
Talk to you next week, Kevin. Excited to be back in New England.
Yes, nice.